This patient is Hector Trujillo, T-R-U-I-J-I-L-L. This is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Cruz. The reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 58-year-old male. Referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient has history of 6 sinus syndrome and a permanent pacemaker implanted period. Patient underwent a pacemaker implantation in 2022 period. Patient's completing increase in shunt breath, especially with the activity period. Patient's pacemaker indication showed a patient is in atrial fibrillation with episodes of rapid ventricular rate period. Current medication, amlodipine, 10 mg daily, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily. Metoprolol 100 mg daily, valsartan 160 mg daily period. Allergies, non-allergies, social history. Patient has a history of polysubstance abuse in the past period. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, symptoms, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure, 140 over 77, pulse is 70 to 80, and irregular respiration, 60, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6 systolic murmur, head of the sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, pulse sound, extremity, no edema, clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, history of substance abuse, number 3, history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus, number 4, history of 6 sinus syndrome, status was pacemaker implantation, recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure. Period. Consultation date is 6/29/22. Please indicate with Dr. Michael Kruger.